But I think the records potentially are a bit sketchy, but we're looking at about 40 years. It was the early 70s. There were two round tables in Ipswich at the time, and the idea came about to put together a Christmas float and to sculpture Rudolph. And in fact, Dev Mukherjee, I believe, was the main sculptor, and recently we saw one of his wonderful bronze sculptures out the front of Wolsey Theatre. So a man with magic hands, for more reasons than one. It sort of went from there, and I think the design was to put it together originally from paper mache and a bit of glue and paint for a year, and here we are with a few patch-ups and keeping Rudolph fit every year and bringing him back onto the roads. Here we are 40 years later.
So who are you raising money for this year, then? There are two charities, aren't there?
Yes, indeed. Both of which can be found on the charity page for Town 102 FM. There's Brooks Wish to Walk and also Mason's Magic. It's been a tradition within the round table that we try and raise funds, especially with Rudolph, for local children's charities. We try to look at children in Ipswich, children in Suffolk. And this year, both these charities are great causes, very, very brave individuals. And we're really, really happy and honoured to be sort of part of raising some funds for them.
And you've been getting a warm welcome from everyone. I mean, I'm just looking at the list of where you've been, California, the Crofts, Australia State, Gainsborough, Rivers, Broke Hall, Castle Hill, White House is tonight, Belsted Hills tomorrow, Stoke Park on Friday. You have Saturday off, but then on Sunday you're on Woodbridge Road, then Christchurch East. The full list is at town102.com. If you go to the local page and the charity page, you'll find the full list there and a link through to the Roundtable website. Have people been generous?
People are generous. And in fact, there's two parts to this. There's actually providing a smile on faces for the children of Ipswich, and it's absolutely wonderful. Last night, we were up on the Broke Hall estate, and I had a personal thank you from some grandparents who'd brought their granddaughter along, who just came along and said, thank you. This just really makes the Christmas for us and our grandchildren.